This year's Fun Drive finale is on Valentine's Day, which has always been CITR and Discorder's favorite holiday.
This is the Valentine's Day episode.
You know, just a commercial holiday to sell you more shit.
Happy Valentine's Day? I don't know. I don't really, it's not really my thing.
Valentine's Day is pretty much a Hallmark scam to get you to spend your money on chocolate and cards, so you might as well spend your cash at the Fun Drive finale. We're sealing Fun Drive with a kiss, with the help of Psy, Canon Mulot, What, Big City, and Devours, with tunes by DJ Frankie Teardrop at Redgate Art Society on Friday, February 14th, aka Valentine's Day. It's all ages, $10, but no one turned away for lack of funds, and has a silent auction with prizes from businesses across Vancouver.
Thank you.
Love, CITR, and Discorder.
Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl undergrounds, ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.
Hello, Fun Drive enthusiasts. This is the Parts Unknown Show, and it is Fun Drive until Thursday at 12 midnight. Phone people are right there waiting for your calls to donate. The number is 604-822-8648. Or if you would like to donate online at CITR.ca. CITR, the only place where you can hear songs like this. And keep in mind that it is the theme for this Fun Drive, crushes. Do you have a crush on CITR? What is your crush? Perhaps it's a song that the Parts Unknown, I have four people getting ready to take your requests, find the records, find the CDs, to play them on the Parts Unknown show. So this is why I play this song, and I'll talk about it in 3 minutes and 29 seconds.
Kind of sinner to release my inner.
Don't you mess around with me, you're a heartbreaker.
Finally, Pat Benatar has a place on the Parts Unknown show. That's as close to playing the band Heart as I'm going to get. How are you, Ben?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I can't really complain, but I don't see anyone on the phone right now.
No, there's people on the phone. Two people. Oh, you mean...
Are you? You totally ruined the whole, like, I was going to cobwebs on the...
Okay, no, they're not
fine.
On the phones.
We're doing pretty good. We are almost $9,000 raised for CITR. And do you know what? I have been listening since Thursday, and few DJs have said the total. And that is the fun part of FunDrive, don't you think?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Now, 822-8648, UBC unit, area code 604, or please donate to citr.ca. You will be compensated. Of course you will. We have mugs.
Candy.
We have candy and mugs. The candy can fit so delightfully into the mug. But when you want to have coffee, you have to take the candy out or it will be too sweet.
Depends how you like your coffee.
Yes. Have you been drinking lots of water, Ben?
Yes.
Okay. Now, can we discuss it? Or do you feel...
We can, sure.
Okay. So, Ben has a radio show. It's a splendid radio show called Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. And it's from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Thursdays, where he plays live performances from local Vancouver bands. He's been doing it almost for 20 years, correct?
Yep.
But he was a little short this time. I was listening to his show, as I try to do every week, and I give him a message saying, hey, I'm really liking the show. I hope lots of people donate, as I have donated to Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. He messages me back. Actually, I'm on my way to the hospital. Why?
It's just a way to get more people to donate money. It's all about... I should have milked that angle, but maybe this week.
Maybe. Thursday. He's on death's door.
Yeah.
You got to help. Yeah. And CITR can help, Ben. No, look, he has a kidney stone.
Yeah. Well, multiple, apparently.
Multiple kidney stones because he doesn't drink enough water, apparently. And
the moral of the story, yes, drink more water.
Yes. I didn't know that drinking water was going to prevent the size of kidney stones getting enormous in your kidneys. And apparently, I didn't know this. How do they get out of your body, Ben?
Well, it comes out through the urinary tract, I guess.
And it finishes in a man's penis. And sometimes those stones are huge. So there's going to be a bit of an adventure for Ben in the next coming weeks.
Donate now.
So drink water, Ben, and donate to Ben's show, donate to my favorite show of the moment, Deliberate Noise, and will continue to be my favorite show, Deliberate Noise. Breakfast with the Browns, Crimes and Treasons, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, Dunkin's Donuts. Give $1 less to his show than mine. Crushes. Reason why I play Pat Benatar. I was thinking about crushes I've had on famous people. And there haven't been that many, but my very first crush was that Pat of Benatar. Greentown, New York's own Pat Benatar. Oh. Leather-clad, rock and roller, winning my heart with such songs as Heartbreaker and We Belong.
Hit me with your best shot.
I'm going to blame hit this on your kidney stone, okay?
That's a good...
But that song is nothing short of just perfect. Okay. I really, really like that
song.
Should
I leave you alone in the room with...
Stop. We move on. Now, I am going to play lots of stuff that I like playing, but if you have a dedication today for a price... Please feel free to Facebook me. You know my Facebook. It's under Chris Here. So just go on your Facebook and go Chris Here and then message me and I will play. But then I'm going to make sure that you donate at least 25 cents or something like that. I want to get into another crush that I have had. This is a more recent crush. Janet Weiss. Who is Janet Weiss?
Cedar Kinney.
Ex-drummer of Slater Kinney and the current drummer of Quasi, who I saw both of those bands play, and they're so fantastic. Drummers, lady drummers. They're just they're so great. And the way that she commands the drum set is nothing short of amazing. I want to play something from... the All Hands on the Bad One album, perhaps my second favorite album behind Call the Doctor. Okay. This is Youth Decay by Slater Kinney. I don't know why that's interesting. Why is that
that's
interesting?
That's your second favorite album. Interesting.
Okay. What's your favorite?
I don't know. Let's play the song.
Okay. On 101.9 CITR, Ben wants to pass a kidney stone. Yeah. So I must not delay on 101.9 CITR. $3 was raised by, I am assuming, Mr. Housewind himself, Matthew Button. Thank you so much, you lovely, lovely man. But you did not request a song. Please, Matthew, request something, perhaps something from a band that you are part of. Maybe I will do that right away. But first, I do want to play this fantastic band that I always seem to play. It's true, Dora. I always seem to play around this time when it's Fun Drive. No Fun Drive would be complete without the fabulous Runaways.
I want to be where the boys are!
That was pretty good for a live version. You're lucky, Runaways. That was from their live album when they played the Palladium, the Runaways, featuring Joan Jett, Cherry Curry. Oh my gosh. Darn it. Lita Ford and Sandy West. Suck it, Ben. All right. This is by request from Weldon, new to Vancouver. He has requested that I play something by Rose Melberg. Now, he said it was my choice, and because he donated $20 to CITR, or he soon will, I am going to play something from, oh, we just passed $10,000. Where would you guys be without me? All right, $10,000, just passed, slightly past $10,000. Thank you to Weldon. Thank you to Matthew Button. And for your great donation, I am going to play some rockin' Rose Melberg for this reason. I was told by someone in this band, Amanda Panda Pizzuto, She was in a band with Rose called Brave Irene that featured, oh gosh, Caitlin Gilroy. I can't think. Jessica Wilkin. And then there's one more, but I can't think. Laura Hatfield. They all came together, maybe not Laura, and just recently and decided to, like, maybe one day decide to reform. This is what they sound like. This is from 2011's self-titled release, Brave Irene, a song called The Longest Day. I dedicate it to Weldon. Thank you so much for your request. Request more, not Weldon, the rest of you.
Do you want it?
822-8648, area code 604, donate to CITR. If you want to call us, that's the number. Use it.
UBC unit.
Yeah, gosh. Yeah, that never gets tired. CITR.ca. If you don't want to talk to anyone, you go CITR.ca/donate on your computer.
That's what
Ben
I did.
Has one.
I did it.
Ben
on
has
my phone.
50. Some of them don't even work anymore, but he thinks they do. This is one of the very first songs that I ever played 20 years ago because it was made known to me in Discorder magazine, which is still strong and true with their message, with their music, with their art, just like CITR. Donate, please. 8648. Phones are open. People are having conversations with people in the studio rather than on the phone. It's a tragedy. It's not really that much of a tragedy. I think we're doing pretty good, but we could be doing better because over $10,000 was not our goal, people. That wasn't my goal either, to play more Dressy Bessie. That was Dressy Bessie from the I Saw Cinnamon album. I think it was called I Saw Cinnamon. I know that that was the song, and we played some Junior Varsity, over 20 years old, when I was a fresh-faced young man being excited about being on the air. That song and songs like it were my soundtrack, and they continue to be. I want to play something from a band called Memes. They have a song, where are you, called Funny Man, and I wanted to play that for you. This is a band from, I think they are from, they sound like they're from either the UK or Australia. There's kind of a lovely accent to the gentleman's voice. I hope you enjoy this. You can find this album on Six Tons de Chair Records out of France. You want to get more Memes. Great name for a band. Others would disagree. This is blah, 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 which is much what I'm doing right now. Please donate.
You sit for the sitcom. You stand for the stand-up. You're punched by the punchline. You're deader than deadpan. Who told you that you're a funny man? Mr. Funny Man, why'd you say you're happy when you wear a frown? Why'd you call it quicksand when it slows you down? You're a funny man. For the sitcom, you stand for the stand-up, you're punched by the punchline, you're deader than deadpan. Who told you that you're a funny man? Sit for the sitcom, stand for the stand-up, punched by the punchline, deader than deadpan. Sit for the sitcom, stand for the stand-up, punched by the punchline, deader.
Bye.
That was Nick Normal from, I think, Portland. Yes, he comes every once in a while with his band. Very dedicated, devoted, and talented musicians up to Vancouver when it seems, whenever it seems, that Dumb has an album release. Whenever Dumb plays at the Red Gate, I'm looking down. Who else is Dumb playing with? Nick Normal? They must be friends. So if they're friends, I'm not going to separate them. This is Dumb from their latest album, Club Nights. Ah, it's still on the playlist. It feels like it's been released years ago, but it has not. Cursed. We are definitely not cursed. Only a few days in the fundraising game, and we are well over the 9,000 mark. In fact, we are over 10,000. 822-8648. Please donate or citr.ca/donate, and maybe I can get a request on for you, dedicated to you. Tell the world how much you have contributed to CITR. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Maybe you're shy. I could say an anonymous name. And Glenn's here. I knew it. And I am looking forward to Glenn getting on the mic and talking about Fun Drive. I bet Glenn knows that it's Fun Drive. I will play some Dumb first. It is definitely cold out, Glenn. How are you today?
I'm doing damn well.
Oh, damn well. You know what? You're allowed to say that on CITR. That's great.
Oh, so you're not allowed to say beep, 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 beep.
No, damn is fine. You could have been speaking of many kinds of dams out there. 822-8648. Please donate. Glenn is here for a meeting, but I decided to grab him, put him on the mic, and ask him how you are.
How am I? I'm doing really well.
Oh, well, this is great. Now, he came in here clad in tattoos,
yes,
but he actually removed them because there are these sleeves that are adorned in wonderful art.
Well, the thing is, it's actually economical.
Okay.
Because each tattoo sleeve only cost me 80 cents.
Amazing.
And, you know, they provide a warmth equal to nylons. So, Chris, have you ever worn nylons on your legs?
No.
Never
once? I've never had long underwear underneath my pants. Nope. I don't even wear jackets. Yeah. My friends will tell you that I'm a bit of a kook.
Oh, I can see that.
Yes.
The tattoo sleeves, they act as a layer of warmth that really is unmatchable. Because, as you know, CITR is really hot in the studio.
Yes, it is. We're boiling. We got to take our tattoos off.
Yeah, that's right. So that in that respect, I always try to dress as little as possible when you come up to UBC.
Well, I'm glad you dressed a little bit.
I wore underwear today just for you.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks. That was Dumb, a song called Cursed. And we are going to have something from Melbourne, Australia's Eddie Current Suppression Ring. Dedicate this to all you good people that have donated something. I know that there are a lot of people in different groups looking for a bit of your donation in recent months. Venues kind of coming to conflict. Places like the Toast Collective and the Red Gate, the Black Lab, but they are being supported and we are being supported. We thank you so much. If you have any coins in your pockets remaining, might I ask you to humbly donate to CITR. CITR.ca/donate on the computer, 604-822-8648. This is Eddie Current Suppression Ring from their new album, All in Good Time. Anything else to add before we go to this song?
Yeah, I heard that if you donate money, then you will go to heaven.
Yes, but also before you go to heaven, prizes.
Ooh.
Lots of prizes, mugs and candy. My daughter got these cinnamon hearts that she enjoyed immensely, and now she's sick with the fever. Not because of the cinnamon snacks. This is Eddie Current Suppression Ring.
A phone made the Google way helps you get...
You are listening to 101.9 CITR. This is... You're not on, sorry, man. This is Wipers and Then My Cover. It's a quick one. A boatload of cash.
Yeah, UBC has lots of money.
Oh, computer, you want to have your say too, but you can't right now because we are about to play a cover. And this is a cover of a band called The Dentists that my friend Jarrett has an unbelievable crush on. The Dentists were a band out of the 80s. I don't know where they were from. I don't know if they were actually dentists, but I am assuming not. Let's see. From the Medway towns as part of the Medway scene in England. Oh, okay. Well, there we are. They were originally a band in Chatham in the United Kingdom around the mid-80s. But we're not going to hear them. We're going to hear my buddy Jarrett do an exquisite cover of the Dentist song. I had an excellent dream. I had a crazy dream last night, and I'll tell Glenn all about it as you listen to this cover. I hope that you enjoy it. Please donate 604-822-8648. What did I play? I played some Wipers, played some Nick Normal, some Honey Radar, Double Denim from Montreal, some memes out of the UK, Dressy Bessie, some old school stuff. Why not? Why not Junior Varsity? Why not what? So, I'd like to do my cover now. It's almost the top of the hour, so let us. Please donate.
Please.
I can change.